This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Moving on to the Food and Drug Administration, putting Walgreens on notice this week after it was tracked illegally selling tobacco products to underage buyers. Over the years, chains like Rite Aid, Walmart, Dollar General have gotten in trouble for this. CVS got out of tobacco sales about 4 years ago, Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
The FDA says 22% of the Walgreens stores it's inspected since 2010 were selling tobacco products to minors. And this week, the agency filed a complaint to block a Miami store from selling tobacco products, period, for 30 days. Robert Proctor, a science historian at Stanford, says for pharmacies,
so much money is to be made off cigarettes that's why they, it's like a second addiction.
By the time the FDA moves to ban a store from selling products like cigarettes and chewing tobacco, the store's already been fined many times. Andrea Vellante, a public health researcher at the University of Vermont, says stores like Walgreens and Rite Aid are easily accessible to minors and can create a false impression.
A place where you're, purchasing products to benefit your health, that you are confronted with tobacco products behind the counter, seems to normalize it.
The FDA says it'll request a meeting with Walgreens to discuss things like employee training and additional enforcement. Walgreens said in a statement that it's taking steps to eliminate the sale of tobacco products to minors. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.